Welcome back to Everyday Heroes, a mini-series by Hero Devs where we explore the experiences of women in tech whose everyday effort builds bridges for others to follow. I'm your host, Wendy Hurst. The month of March in the United States is Women's History Month. And in this mini-series, we're chatting with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Helene Curran. Helene is the Vice President of Professional Services at Hero Devs. She joins us from New Jersey today. Welcome, Helene.
Hi, Wendy.
So, Helene, how did you get into tech?
I got into tech about a little over a decade ago. I was a marketing major at the Ramapo College of New Jersey, and I went for marketing. And with marketing, I got put in charge of a CRM system. And I just got really good at using that system, and I became more and more technical to the point where I was the product owner of the CRM, and then moved on from there to project management, to program management. And now I'm over a group of about 50 developers, two project managers, and two QA members here at Hero Devs.
What do you like the most about your job?
I like that we have a very diverse culture. So at any given point, I'm talking to someone in New Zealand or in Mexico or in Argentina. And all those cultures just really blend together beautifully. Everyone gets along really well. So I've really enjoyed the team that works underneath me. Everyone is really hardworking. They all know their goals for 2024. And they really just, they come out and with a little bit of coaching, they're ready to go and hit their goals for that year. So I think for me, the team is going to be what I like most about Hero Devs.
Okay. You said that you started out in project management. In marketing, you said?
Yeah, I was a marketing project manager working under the sales ops team. And then I moved into more the technical side, more technical project management to program management and eventually to management and vice presidency.
What attracted you to tech versus something else?
I think for me, it's just when you pick something up really easily. At first, it was nobody knew how to use the system. And when I got there, I just started playing around with it. I was entering a lot of marketing data, and I just looked for ways to make things simpler so that I could get my work done faster. And little did I know I was enhancing the system every time that I made those changes. To the point that I was really owning that system and all of the technical items that were going on with it, all the business requirements that were going on with it. And I just kind of grew to love understanding the technology and understanding how to make it work for what problem we were trying to solve. And I just kind of fell in love with it and took it from there to more system implementations is really my niche.
What would you say is your superpower?
So I would say my superpower would be determination. Once I set my mind to doing something or solving a certain problem, there's little to nothing that's going to stop me from getting there. I work really well with a team, bringing the right people together to solve a particular problem if it's not something that I can solve myself. So I'd say my superpower is breaking that problem down and solving it.
Where did you learn to do that so well?
I think it's just everyone is kind of born with special gifts. For me, the skill set is really determination. In school, growing up, I am dyslexic, so I had a really hard time learning how to read. And I just had to break that problem down and work on reading every single day, phonetics, sounding things out, memorization. So that's what got me through school, is being really determined to beat dyslexia or learn to work with dyslexia. So I was able to do that. And then from there, I moved on to college. And, you know, being dyslexic in college is definitely your coursework is still the same. I took 20 credits a semester to get done sooner. And really just kind of powered through with determination. So I think it just comes from once I really want something, I really am not patient to wait for it. I want to go out and get it. I'll work really hard. I bend over backwards to try and hit my goals. sometimes I set goals that are a little bit too high, but I think that comes with just powering through all of childhood to try and get to the point where I can read, and then take that step further to the point where I can do a lot with what I read.
What did you major in when you were in school?
I was a marketing major with a business administration major with a, edit that out. I was a business administration major with a concentration in marketing.
What would you suggest to someone who wants to get better at that skill?
What I would suggest would be breaking it down into smaller problems. So it's easy to say, hey, I want to be the vice president of Hero Devs, of professional services, but that can't be your first goal. My first goal was to be the best CRM admin there possibly was. And once I accomplished that and I had done that for a while, I realized I wanted to go to project management. And I worked to be the highest performing project manager. I worked to have teams that were high morale, that were excited to get the work done, that were meeting or exceeding client expectations, to the point where I made it up to program manager. Then as program manager, I tried to be the very best that I could be at system implementations, which was my niche. And then from there, you just keep working at whatever your next goal is. So now I'm the vice president of Hero Devs, which has been an exciting goal. And I'm going to live here for a while and really master it before I make any moves to whatever my next goal will be. So I would recommend people break down their problems and just look for the next obtainable goal and be the best that you can be at what you've chosen. And then take the next step from there when you've really absorbed all the skills that a role has for you.
What is your favorite part of the job that you have now?
My favorite part about the job would be the people that I get to work with. There's the client partners that we really work with to not only be consultants for them, but to be their trusted guides and partners, to work with them to achieve a next level of success. I enjoy working with the people that report up to me on my teams. We have the world's best engineers. I love all of the guys and gals that are on the team. They do a great job at delivering code. Our project managers do an amazing job at keeping the team morale high. And I love working with my peers as well. So really the people are what make this job as amazing as it is.
If you were to give one piece of advice to a big group of people, what would it be?
I would say to give grace. A lot of times being in a leadership role, people think that it's always demand. But a lot of what I do is giving people grace and room to make mistakes, a safe place to have a mess up that we can swarm as a team to then fix. So I would say sometimes taking a step back and letting the paradigm shift to understand everyone's perspective and understand what we're all trying to obtain as a team is really important. And a lot of times people don't take the step back and they view others as obstacles. But if you instead view them as tools and counterparts and partners, you tend to hit your goals a lot faster.
Was there a time in your life when you wished that you had that advice, but you didn't?
Pretty much a majority of my life, I wish I had that advice and I didn't. I've learned a lot since coming to Hero Devs about how to work on a good team. I've had experiences where I didn't work on a good team and some of them were outside of my control. And some of them, I think if I had stopped and given a little bit more grace, I would have learned a lot more instead of just sticking with my own perspective. I would have learned a lot more about the people I was working with and learned a lot more about the skills that I needed to obtain. And I probably would have obtained them sooner. But eventually I did learn my lesson and I did get that advice. And since then, I noticed that I find work a lot less stressful. When you look at it as just a bunch of people doing the best they can, when you look at it as a group of people doing the best that they can to hit goals that you have as well and to obtain successful outcomes. If you look at it as a holistic team instead of just individual needs, you tend to go a lot further.
What's one of your favorite projects that you've worked on?
I think one of the favorite projects that I ever worked on, I gathered requirements for a company called ID Networks. And what they did is they helped 911 operators and first responders to collect all the information up front. So it was an app on a phone where first responders could enter all the information about an accident. They could take pictures, they could file their report. And really what it did was it helped to get people from, say, the scene of a crash site to the hospital with all the information needed in order to save their lives. So it was really, you know, every part of technology helps people in their everyday lives. But when you're working on a piece of technology that actually can tout and has results that they've saved lives, that was just a really cool thing to be a part of. That's probably tied with another company I worked for that administered food stamps. It was JPMA. And what they did is they work with food sensitivities in different locations, and it would help you find food banks, apply for food stamps. That was another one where it really felt like the technology to the end user was actually changing their lives in a way that it wasn't just helping them, but it was a lifeline for them.
Well, thank you again for sharing your experience with me, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Wendy.